Hey there, Sharon Hornells. I'm here with Supersize Your Business. Today we're going to talk about effective influencer outreach strategies that you can use to supersize and grow your business. I'm going to give some examples. I did some deep dive research yesterday on different companies that have done this really, really well. And it's really interesting the different strategies that they've applied because they've been very, very different. So I'm going to share some organizations and the strategies and how they did it to use influencers to grow and build and supersize their business. And you'll find that some of them are really different. Sometimes, and the most common way of working with influencers is, of course, to compensate them in some way for sharing your products and services with their audience. Although that's the most common, it's not necessarily the most effective, depending on the audience, depending on your products and services, et cetera. And that's why I want to share some specific examples of that. We've talked about influencer marketing and influencer strategies and using influencers to build and grow and supersize our business before. And of course, we use them because they increase credibility, they enhance our brand, they give us visibility and engagement with other people's audiences. And one of the fastest ways you can grow and build and supersize your business is by getting in front of other people's audiences. It's why speaking is such a powerful tool. It's why podcasting is such a powerful tool. It's why guest lecturing and events are such powerful tools. It gets you in front of an audience that someone else has already put together. And if they represent your potential clients, all the better. Well, they ought to, or you shouldn't be in front of them. So you're looking for somebody with similar values and interests and somebody that authentically believes in and supports your products or services. We've talked about all that. We want to craft compelling content with those creators, with those influencers, so that we are reaching their audience in a way that's right for them and good for their audience. We don't ever want to be putting something in front of people that isn't for them. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of all of our resources. We want to build authentic relationships. I don't think we could say that enough. People can see a mile away if you're being real or not, if you're being true or not, if you're being yourself or not. And then, of course, as usual, we want to measure the results. We want to do things, look at the measurements and the results and the key performance indicators. We want to know in advance what and why we're doing a thing. And then we want to ask ourselves and do a, I always call them postmortems, which is kind of sad terminology, but it works. We do audits and postmortems on everything we do in order to find out how it worked and if it was effective and if we should do it again. Old-time advertisers just threw stuff out there, threw money at things, and hoped it worked. You know, it's that old spaghetti against the wall marketing ideas. Not very effective. So what are some companies? Let's skip all that since we've talked about it before and jump into some specific companies. I'm going to grab my magnifying glass. I didn't grab a good magnifying glass. I don't know why. It's been one of those days. And I will try to pronounce some of these right, and I will really try to read my writing because I did these last night while I was watching my granddaughters, and that doesn't mean I can read my writing today. One of them is Armeo, and they used Instagram and an affiliate program in order to support their app. It's an app that reduces stress and is designed for children, and they wanted to get more signups. So they joined forces with influencers that were already speaking to their desired audience, parents of these children, so that they could get them to sign up for the app. NordVPN uses YouTube, and it's a virtual private network. And in order to do that, they joined forces and they found influencers on YouTube that were already reaching the audience of people that would be interested in using their private network. Gymshark is a great example. They use TikTok and Instagram. It's a gym wear workout brand, and they joined forces with influencers on those social media platforms in particular to get the attention of their ideal clients. Delfer, I can't read my writing, Sonar used Instagram and TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and niche websites to sell their portable sonar systems. And they joined forces. They had different levels of sonar and different things, and they joined forces with different influencers to reach their specific target audiences. Last Crumb is a cookie company on TikTok, and they use influencers to send out and do product seeding in the influencers' content they were creating already. They put their Last Crumb cookies in there, and that was their way of promoting them. Absolute Vodka. I may or may not be a vodka drinker. Absolute Vodka hosts events. I always think Absolute Vodka and Red Bull are incredible about hosting events, but they use Instagram and Twitter to promote their vodka. And they are a strong advocate of a lot of current events. I want to say current events and social media events and political events. I can't read my writing, but there's a luxury hand sanitizer that sent product samples to key people and key influencers. And one was Naomi Campbell, who shared it. And it's a luxury hand sanitizer brand. So she helped that to take off. She and a handful of other influencers really helped to help that brand take off. And all it cost them was what it cost them to manufacture and mail the samples to these people. It's why I love the Dream 100 strategy. You have a group of 100 people that you know are your Dream 100 that can reach the people that you want to reach to really grow and build and supersize your business. And by building relationships with them, by sending them gifts and tokens and trinkets and samples of your products, etc., some of them will share your product with other people. I think that's probably enough. I could read through the list of names. There's different ways, but I think what we want to keep in mind is we are not limited to just paying people to promote our products and services. We can give samples. The better we match what it is that we do with the people's audience that is a likely candidate for what it is that we do, the more likely we are to strike a chord and strike up a relationship and form a relationship with people that would like to share our products and services. Honey, a couponing company, and it goes to show us the wide array of industries that can use this strategy. You don't have to be online, but online makes it really, really easy to reach people. Honey, the couponing company, which I don't use, but one of my sisters loves it and uses it all the time. They used posts and sponsored posts and brand ambassadors to launch their app. It's an online couponing app. And you can get discounts at lots of different places. But all they did is in 2020, they worked with 56 influencers and they sponsored 63 videos on YouTube. And that's how they launched their whole couponing brand. You may or may not heard of them. You may or may not use them. Bobby is a celebrity collaborator. Or they did a celebrity collaboration, used outdoor ads and Instagram to promote Your Best is the Best. HelloFresh, I think I just saw two of our neighbors get HelloFresh today. They used influencers. Daniel Wellington, Calvin Klein, Brawl Stars, Belvarese, etc. The list goes on and on and on. I just got tired of looking up different companies and finding out how they did it. But that's just some, gives you some ideas of where you could use influencers and the different ways you could compensate them and get them to want to work with you. Remember, there's got to be something in it for them or they're not going to promote your products and services. It's just the way the world works. All right. Love to know if you've used influencers. Share in the comments below. And I'll be with you tomorrow with another interesting strategy you could use to supersize and grow your business. Have an awesome day.